Hello, world, and welcome to a live episode of Birds and Bees. Well, if you listen to the podcast, it's not live for you guys. But if you're watching the video, we're here. We're face to face. We're finally here. You know, second episode since the what the fuck episode, but we're here. You know, I'm your host, Carmel, with your usual co-host. Go, guys, do what you do.
Yo, it's K after Death. How y'all doing?
Hey, it's your girl, Harley.
I don't know how to feel right now, because it's just like, oh man, we've been talking for so long about being on camera. Right? It's like, oh snap, now they can finally see us when we're talking to them. It's a whole new thing, you know?
Nobody cares.
Nobody on that side of the camera cares. But it's okay. We're here, guys. We're finally here. You know, it took us a couple months, but we're finally doing another video version of the Birds and the Bees, as well as the podcast. So, depending where you're listening, you know, there'll be a link in the description that will lead you to the other version. So, if you're watching the video, there'll be a link in the description to get to the podcast. If you listen to the podcast, there'll be a link in the description to get to the video. But anywho, as always, this episode is brought to you by KinkyCandyOnline.com. Reminding you guys to keep it kinky. So, today, we're going back to the original format. The last two episodes, I don't think we followed the new format at all. I think we were just going away from one rant to another. Like, oh, I hate Dumbo and cheap dates and blah, 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 you know? So, this
time...
It was a good episode. But this time, I want to make sure we get back to the format that we told you guys was going to start at the beginning of the year. So, we're going to start with the first segment, which is the kinky history moment of the week. So if you're not sure what the kinky history moment of the week is, that's when we decide to go through history and pick out a kinky moment and just talk about it. So this week I want to talk to you guys about the Puritans and the I can never pronounce this word, so forgive me, but I'm sure the word is right here. But if you listen to the podcast, you don't know the word. But benevolence. Basically, it means mandatory sex, okay? So, the story of the Puritans and the story of the mandatory sex in Plymouth during the 1600s for married couples.
Let me pronounce that. I'm going to need this one again.
Word for that?
What, mandatory sex?
Yeah.
That is a word.
Mandatory sex.
Bella is B-E-N-E-V-O-L-E-N-C-E. Bella Valence? You guys know I would never act like I know something I don't, okay? And I can't pronounce this word, okay, people? So, mandatory sex. Okay, so there were these Puritans back in the 1600s in Plymouth, right? This is during a time when men and wife couldn't even lay together. They had to be a split. So, if I slept at your house, I went to sleep between you guys, and I had to put, like, a piece of wood in between. That's how it was at that time.
Really?
Right. Yeah, we had to hold hands, darling.
Right. And then I'd be laying there like, hey, man, that's too kinky for this.
That's stupid.
The crazy thing about that, even though men and women couldn't even physically touch each other in bed, they were mandatory to have sex. It was by law that you had to have sex. You couldn't lay in bed with your wife all night long. But
you definitely got her in the bathroom.
Yeah. The thing is, you know, you ever seen the Willy Wonka movie?
Yeah.
You remember the bed when all the family was together? Mm-hmm. During that time, that was everybody. Everybody was in bed with each other. So there was there was no time where you could sneak in the corner and just like, you know, because your grandma was right there. Like, why is the bed rocking?
Every man would have said challenge accepted. I found a way.
So that's why people nowadays are quick to jump in the little corner and get a little quicker going. Mm-hmm. And like,
Because of the people in the Plymouth, you know?
Shoot, and the messed up thing about that movie was there was no basement. Yeah. We're realists. Making that basement. Gotta make that basement.
So, what do you call it? You know, you ever heard of the Mayflower?
The ship?
No, yeah, the ship. The Mayflower ship. Okay.
Did I pass history class?
Mayflower. Sounds familiar. Sounds like a ship.
So, the people coming from the Mayflower, there was this one guy. Right, let me get his name for you. But there was this one guy who was just like, oh, we need to leave the UK because they won't let us smash. They won't let us have sex. They won't let us follow rules. And we need to do what we want. We need to be able to be free and, you know, be nasty. Be as kinky as you want to be, you know? So, they decided we're going to go to the other side and just do what we want to do over there, you know? And, you know, they basically was like, you know, that scene in Jerry Maguire. They're like, you know, who's coming with me? Who's coming with me? And they were just like, fuck it. I'm horny as hell. I'm coming too then. Let's do this. So, everybody decided they're going to go over there. I'm going to get you this guy's name so, you know, I always feel like it's best for you guys to know.
History, ladies and gentlemen, technical difficulties.
Like a sex ship, kind of, I guess?
Basically. Yeah. There we go. I got the guy's name. His name was Thomas Morton. Morton is M-O-R-T-A-N. Thomas Morton. So, when they got to the other side, he decided he wanted to, you know, make a, not like a statue, but something to represent, you know, the fuckery that they were getting ready to do. So they created this thing that was known as the Marymount Maypole. And it had like these strings on the side, and people could just run around the string. And it's supposed to symbolize, I guess, the penis and fertility. And, you know, basically it was just, you know, a measuring contest for his dick. And it's like, yeah, we here we are, planet. We're here, you know. And, of course, from there they'll have wild orgies, and it would just get crazy and nasty and, you know.
Sounds like a lot of...
Sounds like a sign for Frenchie.
Wait. Maybe. If I was in that lifetime, hell yeah.
Just imagine Coachella. Imagine, what's the other one? Woodstock. Imagine... Okay. You ever seen The Wicker Man? The Wicker Man, whatever they had, was at the Wicker Man. What's the real life version of the Wicker Man? The Burning Man.
Burning Man.
So imagine that, but with the Mary Pole, and that was their version of that, except there was an orgy right there, not just a concert and music and stuff like that.
A lot of youngins in that joint, I bet.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Hopefully give it to
you. That's your kinky history moment of the week.
What a history.
Yeah, so anybody go, hey, you want to come see my maypole? Just know that you might want to reconsider that one, maybe. Shit. So,
unless you're into that.
So, just we got a tip of the trick of the week. So, because we have a story that has to do with kissing, but I figured this week would be a perfect segue to the tip or trick of the week. So, instead, and since this story is about non-consenting kiss, we decided about to talk about the STD you can get from a kiss. So,
which one, story or disease first?
You might as well do the disease first.
One STD that you can get definitely from kissing would be herpes.
Herpes, big bad H.
Now, there's different types of herpes, aren't there?
There's actually two types of herpes. There's HSV1 and HSV2.
What are the differences?
HSV1, it causes oral infections like cold sores, blisters. And HSV2 is more like in the genital area, but you can get HSV1 in the genital area also. Because what people don't realize is like herpes, it's a virus.
Mm-hmm.
So it lives in your brain. So it doesn't...
Wait, it lives in your brain?
Yeah, it itself like lives in your like in your nervous system.
Uh-huh.
So like if you're happy, like being happy can trigger like a sore, like a bump.
Wait, so being happy can ruin... It's like, oh, everything is great right now. This is perfect. No! No! Oh!
My job, we tell females, especially, like...
So you can't be too happy, you can't be too sad.
It all depends on, like, how you feel, like, your mood.
So you just gotta have a blank expression all day? It's like...
No, because even if you're nervous or if you're... It doesn't matter.
Let me put it like this. A lot of women...
Like, don't make me happy. I don't want to bump up.
a lot of women who have the virus,
uh-huh,
like, the worst time that they have an outbreak would be on their wedding day. Because they're so stressed out, and it's just, like, supposed to be the happiest day of your life. And the next thing you know, you get, like, an outbreak down there. And it's just, like, you're screwed. Like,
now, what does that look like? A sore. Oh, God. We got pictures.
Wait.
Oh, God. Here we go. Oh, boy.
Well, here's some...
Oh, Jesus.
Yo, seriously? OCD just went skyrocketing.
I'm never kissing anybody ever again.
This is his mouth. Like, I wish you guys could actually, like, really, really see this.
We would love to show
but he's down. I'm going to give it to him and, like...
I mean, we'll have pictures for you guys at the corner so you guys can go through what I'm going through.
And this is just type 1. Yeah. Imagine... Can I see
that? That's 1?
This is type 1. This is the lips. This is actual face. The
face. Like, it looks good.
I wish you guys could, like, see this. This is what I'm talking about.
I'll be like...
All right, so the guys who listen to the podcast don't know what we're seeing. If you guys remember that scene in Grindhouse, there's a scene in Grindhouse when they're in the hospital and Josh Brolin is like putting a thermometer in the guy's mouth and he has all these measles and bumps and stuff and blisters in the lip. That's kind of what I'm seeing here.
That's not
with the ooze too. Just ooze.
God, I don't even know what that was, but that's just...
That was a person's... I mean, there's another one here with, like...
Look this way. Trust me.
No, look. It happens to even kids. I mean, you got kids who get, like, this one.
Oh, the poor baby.
He has herpes in his eye. Like,
the baby.
In his eye, yeah.
You gotta be careful. That's his testicles swollen.
Damn.
That's the lips. That's the mouth. I'm looking for
even
one.
Even a tongue. Like, all messed up. Oh, my God.
You okay there, buddy?
No, he's not. He is literally... Right. Do you need a bucket?
My OCD is like... Oh, I'm just like...
This used to be a girl's badge.
Ah!
Whoa!
Destroyed.
Yo!
This is the list.
Completely
I'm
gone.
I'm telling you guys, you pulled that panties off and you see that, you're just like, hold on. Something ain't right down there. Why that shit look like fungus? Hold up. This looks like bread. You know blue, moldy bread? It's that I'm telling you now.
Wait, now, yeah, don't look.
This looks like, this used to be an asshole.
Blue jeans.
It used to be an asshole.
About, for this one, look at a honeycomb outwards of your ass. That's basically what I can tell you. And these video, and these photos will be up on Kinky. Birds and the Bees.
Why would you put it on?
Right?
Birds and the Bees. For safety, to let people know that this shit
is
actually out there.
There's one picture you messed up.
People need to know. Kids, teenagers need to know. Your eyes is burning right now. I know you wish you had Clorox or alcohol right now to burn your
eyes. I'll never have it sex again. Time out.
When you find that one person, just don't be a hoe.
Like, give me Father. I've been doing it wrong, Lord. And keep me away.
And because of these photos.
Heck me, Lord.
This one is actually my favorite. So this is a picture of a female patient who, every time she has an outbreak, she has to go to the emergency room. They have to feed her through tubes. Like, she cannot eat solid food. This is...
Whoa, what is that?
Gone.
That
it looks like
her,
a burnt
that's
victim.
Butt. That's her ass.
That's a burnt victim.
All right, and all this
Where's the cheek? There's no crease in the cheek.
It's here. All this here is new outbreaks. Everything around it, all the scarring are old outbreaks that she had. So she literally has to go to the hospital because, like, clothes, like, she can't wear clothes. Her clothes would, when she takes it off, it sticks to her body and it rips the skin off.
Oh, God.
So she literally has to go to the hospital and check herself in, and they have to keep her there.
We're not showing you guys that one.
We
that
can't
one.
Show you this.
That one.
If you want to know, though, go on Birds and the Bees.
Yeah, well, maybe on Twitter or something. Because Twitter, they allow a lot of weird shit to show in pictures. But
and guys,
YouTube probably will be like, no. Facebook
you,
probably be like, no. Instagram will be like, no.
Herpes is a viral infection, which means that there's medication to suppress it, but there's nothing to get rid of it. Once you are infected with herpes, you are forever positive for herpes. Whether it's type 1, type 2...
And now you know.
That's pretty scary. Huh?
And you don't necessarily have to have sex in order to contract it. Like, a person can have a blister on their hand and they just scratch their hand. Oop, pop it open.
Oh, God.
And they just put their hand on the handrails.
No. Not every time random people just touch me and I'm like, No. Especially like, if I'm doing like security for a party. Oh, drunk people touch people all the time.
All the time.
You know how many times? Like, shit, yesterday I had a drunk woman touch me. You know, okay, see, this is what happened. So, this woman came into the store, right? No, first, it wasn't a woman. It was another guy. The guy went to the store first.
I was about to say, what are the options we have? I mean, they do have those options.
So, the guy comes into the store, and he's looking at things like, oh, that's cute, that's cute. You know, he's very calm. So, I'm like, all right, cool. He leaves. Then I just see him in the window going, and I just see him run back, and he's going like this. And, okay, you guys can't see, listen on the podcast, but the guy is turning his head back towards where I was near the door. And I'm like, are you okay? And I'm seeing there's this woman who's like reaching from the other side. So I'm like, do you know that woman? He's like, no, I don't know her. And he's he on the other side of the store behind the counter. He's just hiding at this point. He's just like, oh, she's coming for me. She's coming. So the woman starts wobbling in. So I'm just like, okay. She hasn't done anything yet for me to go and, you know, to have to kick her out, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, okay, I'm gonna stay in my corner, see what she does. She makes way to the middle of the store. She sees the guy hiding, and she goes, why? And then she just hits the floor. Just falls.
Oh, my God.
Her head hits the back. I'm so serious. Her head hits the back of the loo counter. Hits the floor. So I'm like, oh, shit, the lady's dead. She is dead. Get squeezed to the corner. Make sure you can see all of that on camera. So, I'm like, okay, I gotta make sure she's okay so this store don't have a lawsuit, you know? Kiki Candy don't have insurance or shit like that. So, I decided to go all the way over there. I'm looking at the lady, and I'm like, hello? Hi, hello? Hey, are you okay?
Dead chick.
No, she's not. I know she was dead because she's still like this. Her hands on her head. You know, she's like, oh. And I'm like, hi, ma'am. Hey. can I help you? And she's like, you just want to throw me on the street, don't you? I'm like, well, I can't have you on the floor, you know, but you know, I will at least try to help you. You know, allow me to help you. Help me help you. You know?
Help you.
You know, so I'm just like, you know, what's going, you know, are you okay? Do you need some water? Do you know, is there somebody I can call? And she's just like, I just want to go home. And I'm like, I want to help you get home. So help me do that.
We're both trying to aim.
Right? We got the same. She's like, I don't know where I am. I'm like, oh, God, okay. Do you know where you live? She's like, I live in Manhattan. I'm like, perfect, because we're in Manhattan. Oh. Great. So we're getting there. We're getting somewhere.
We're going where we got to go.
So I'm asking for her name. I won't say her name. So we'll call her
Susan.
Yes, we'll call her Susan. So she's like, I'm like, what's your name? She's like, Susan. So I'm like, hi, Susan. I'm Miles. Tell me, so do you have an ID? Do you have a cell phone where I could call somebody for you? She's like, no, my family hates me. Oh. So I'm like, okay.
Wow.
I can see why. No, I'm not telling her I can see why, but in my mind, I'm like, I can see why. If you do shit like this, maybe. So I'm looking at this woman like, okay, Susan, I just want to get you home. You know, help me figure out how to get you home. My manager comes behind me and she goes, hey, ma'am, are you all right? You know, do you want to sit down somewhere? And she was like, you guys just want to throw me out on the street. It's, you know, and then my manager just repeated exactly what I said. Well, we can't have you on the floor, you know, so... You know, how, you know, do you want to come downstairs and sit in the bar? And I'm like, no. Because all I'm thinking is, we go down these stairs, she's going boop, 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 boop.
And then you know? Put her at a bar with more alcohol. Right? That's how she got in the position she's in.
You know the crazy thing about it? She goes, yeah. Does it look like I need another drink? And I'm like, okay.
At least you knew.
Right? I'm like, okay. So I'm just like, okay, Susan, I want to help you. I want to get you home. So I turn on my manager. I'm like, hey, can you get us some water? You know, maybe something, right? So she go get some water. So I'm like, if, you know, can I call somebody for you? She's like, my family hates me. And I'm like, I'm sorry to hear that.
She's like, nothing, I'm starting to
hate you now. Like, my sister just had a baby and I want to buy my niece something. And I'm like, okay, you know, this isn't the place that you can buy something for your niece.
Maybe if your niece, you know, before your niece came.
Right.
Probably. But not.
And then she goes, you know, my manager comes with the water. She's, you know, kind of drinking it, but the water's falling all over her shoulder, her face, and everything. And I'm just like, oh, boy. Just everywhere.
Why are you drowning?
And she's
time out. Drunk people, it happens.
So I'm telling my manager, I'm like, yo, you might have to get ready to call the cops. Because I'm going to try my best to get her out the store. But just have that phone on standby. Have that ready, right? So my manager goes to the corner, and I'm talking to the woman. So I'm just like, we can't have you sitting here. She's like, I know I can't be hanging out in Sephora. I'm like, man, this isn't Sephora. It's not Sephora at all. When you wake up, you're gonna find out where you are. You're gonna have a field day, but this isn't Sephora.
Like someplace completely
new.
Like, okay, sure.
So once I told her this wasn't Sephora, she was completely lost. Like, but where am I? I don't know where I am. I want to go home. I'm like, come on, give me a hand. We're gonna get you outside. We're gonna get you some air, and we're gonna figure out where you live. So she takes my hand. Now everybody who works with me knows about my OCD. So they see that and they're like, oh shit, Miles is going through. He's going through it right now. So they can see because the lady now wrapping her arm around me and she's holding my hand. And you know I'm not gonna go, fuck no, get the fuck off me. You know I really care to see if this woman's gonna make it or not. You know
I know you had to keep your composure, but in your mind,
no, I'm like this. I'm letting her hold on to me, but I'm not letting her get the rest of my body. She got my arm.
Take the arm. Get another one.
I get a bionic one later. I just saw one. I would figure it out. It's 2019. We're close enough to 2020. We got the technology for this, you know? So I'm like, okay. I'm like, come on. So she's holding on to my arm. We're walking towards the door. She's like, are you going to take me home?
No.
And I'm like, I don't think that's what's going to happen here. You know, I'm like, where's home? She's like, I don't know. I was like, we can figure out how to get you home. I don't think I'll be able to get you there. But, you know, and as soon as I say that, she turns back around, goes back into the middle of the store. And I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus, help me, Lord. And as soon as that happened, two cops just walk right in. And I'm like, oh, snap, perfect timing. And then we never had a chance to call them. It was the dude who ran out the other side of the store. He went ahead and saw them on the street and waved them down. Like, hey. Hey,
oh, wow.
Crazy lady, get this crazy lady out of here. So, you know, they show up and they're like, hey, you know, we were told there was something happening, and I was just like, damn, I was kind of, you know, trying not to get the cops into this, but now it's too late, because once the boys are involved, that's too late.
That's so, definitely, like, you got to file that report.
Right? So I'm just like...
Give me paperwork.
Right? Like, oh, all right, well, that's that lady right there. She's, you know, she's going through it, you know, she seems to be drinking, she, you know, seems to have an issue, right?
She seems to be drunk.
Right? So they go over there. So everything's calm at first, like, ma'am, can we help you, ma'am? She's falling.
You said at first.
At first, yes, at first things are calm. And then we're like, you know, I'm like, ma'am, you know, you're like, she just, she's wobbly. So I'm like, all right, let me get her a chair. So like, the cop's like, here, get a chair. So I get me a stool for her to sit on, right? You put the chair down for her to sit on. She gets on the side of the stool, rolls around the stool, and then falls backwards. So we're like, ah, shit.
Yo, all right. So why I'm like, she sound like one of those like cartoon drunks.
Right. From, and like, meanwhile, this whole time I'm putting hand sanitizer on. So every 5 minutes I have to touch this woman, I'm just going. So I'm like, ah, damn it. All right. You know, wipe, put make more. Then she falls again. Gotta go back, pick her up. Then go back, get more hand sanitizer. Then she falls back again. Go back, help her up. Go back, put hand sanitizer on. She falls again. This went on for at least 20 minutes.
I'm like, you know what? I pay taxes. Y'all better
get
a job.
Yeah, yeah.
Protect me.
She, yo, at one point, she almost got herself tased. Because when she fell, she was like, you guys pushed me. And they were like, yo, turn on your camera, bro. It's time to turn on the cameras. Because we don't know what's going on. So they turn on their cameras. She's like, you guys pushed me. And I'm like, Susan, they're just trying to help you. They're just trying to help. Don't make it worse. So she starts kicking the cops. And he's like, hey, now. Don't let me start arrest. I don't want to have to arrest you. You know, he's getting hit hand over there. And it's like, oh, shit. This has to happen while I'm at work right now. While I'm on duty. This got to go down. Like, no. No. Come on, Susan. They just want to help you, Susan. Come on, Susan. Come on now. All right. I'm trying to bring him back. Like, come on, Susan.
You've been there like, Susan, don't give me the paperwork.
Right?
Susan, I'm so serious. If you give me this paperwork, I'm going to find out where you live.
You're a better man than me because I would have been walked away. Like, really. I'd have been like, oh, you got this. Later, it's got to go back.
I wanted to make sure the lady was okay, you know? Yeah, and then eventually, you know, she started sobering up. I get, you know, when you're around the police, it's not that hard to sober up. Once the police is in your face.
No, it's difficult. I don't know plenty of people who still, no. I'm not going to relive that day. No.
I was one of those people. But I wasn't with that conversation.
So eventually she sobered up. They spoke to her in her language. I won't say which, so not too much. Just, you know, I don't want to put her out there like that. You know, it just happened that an officer with the same nationality as her. So, you know, they were able to speak in that language. You know, and then she goes, all right, guys. I think I'm ready to go home. And they were like, oh, no, Susan. It's too late for that. Now you gotta wait for the ambulance to get here. She's like, no, I'm ready to go. And I'm just like, oh, shit, here we go. She's like, I'm ready to go home now. Like, Susan, we can't. You gotta stay here. No, why are you holding me against my will?
And then you're just complaining about going in the street.
Right?
Like, shut up, Susan.
Right,
sit down.
Right? And they're like, man, we can't let you out there because if something happens to you, we, you know, we will be responsible. We gotta make sure you're okay. So we gotta wait for the ambulance to come. She's like, no. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, see, first you didn't want to leave. And now, you know, now that the police are involved, now you're just like, oh, get me the fuck out of here. But you should have just left from Jump Street. And now,
she never came in here, Susan.
Right? Right?
Mm-hmm. This is not Sephora.
At least we know why that guy been know why
but
that
this
guy.
This is not a plucker for you, Susan.
And yo, I'm telling you, we waited for the ambulance for like 40 minutes, and then eventually she's like, I gotta pee. I'm gonna pee. So I'm like, can't let her go to the bathroom. One bathroom all the way upstairs, the other bathroom's all the way downstairs. And I'm telling you, all I can think of to myself is boop, 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 boop. So like, I'm like, if she goes anywhere near upstairs, she's gonna fall. She's like, I need to go to the bathroom. Before I can even answer, from the corner of my eye, I'm seeing that officer shaking his head, like, no, that's not happening. We're not letting her go to the bathroom. We can't let her off our sight. So I'm just like, Susan, I'm sorry, but you know, the ambulance is coming. Just wait for the ambulance to get here. So she's like, I'm gonna pee myself right now, right here. And I'm just like,
don't do it, Susan. Please,
Susan.
Oh, God.
So the officer's like, all right, we're going to take her outside. So I'm like, perfect. So they take her outside. I'm talking to my coworkers. I see the ambulance show up on the other side of the building. So I'm like, perfect. I'm like, wait, where are the cops? Why don't they see the ambulance? So I'm looking. She's on the other side of the building. And it looks like she's just like trying to get away from the cops. I'm like, oh, let me go. And it's like, guys, the ambulance is right there. Get her in there real quick so we can go home. Let's do it. Let's get her in there. So, you know, they had to get her in the ambulance. And at first, she was fighting them when they were trying to get her in there. She's like, all right, let me go by myself. So they all had to let go of her. She stands there, you know, they all in a circle.
She's like, you know, she's looking to her left.
I can imagine them all like this, like with the handbag, like.
And I'm over here thinking to myself, do I need to pull out my camera phone and film this? I'm like, nah. The cops got cameras on themselves now. I don't need to do all this. So they're looking.
You should.
They're waiting to see. Mm-hmm. She's gonna do something. Mm-hmm. She's looking at them.
How much views you would have got?
I can tell you, they want to put this lady business out there, you know. So she's looking at them. You know, left and right.
It's a stare off.
Right? Everybody is basically a stare off. It's a Mexican stare off, you know. And then eventually she goes, all right. Then she just goes in the truck by herself. And I was like, that was an eventful moment.
All of that just for you to get in the.
Right? And I was like, I think I'm going to take my break now, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to take my break.
I'm dying.
You know, so that's just to show you, drunk people do have no consideration for what's going on. And they will touch you. And as you can see, you can get herpes from anybody just apparently touching you.
Oh my god, imagine getting herpes from somebody who's drunk.
Then it has that little kiss mark right there on the lip. Like, oh god.
Oh yeah, she was hugging everybody too after a while. Like, give me a hug. And we're just like, oh god, no. Oh god, she's hugging me. Too late. Oh my god, it's too late. I'm in her arms. So she, okay. All right, Susan. All right, Susan.
Carl went home and threw everything away.
This is like,
I'm gonna, yeah, it feels like a, you ever seen that scene in Bruce Almighty?
Yes.
When he came home and whoosh, that was me. I just took off my clothes and was like, nope, no more. Into the furnace you go.
Hot shower, everything, bro.
Like, ah, God. So, before we get into the final subject, I want to ask you guys, do you guys know what naked sushi is?
I know what sushi is, but I never heard of naked sushi.
I stopped at naked.
So the first time I ever heard of naked sushi was on this show called The Surreal Life. The Surreal Life was a reality show where they took a whole bunch of celebrities and put them on the one roof. This is like 2001. Oh, this is an early day of the reality TV show. So they had people there like Vince Neil of, you know, Motley Crue, MC Hammer, Mini-Me, Bridget Nelson. I think, what's played there in that season?
I think I remember the show. Wasn't it like on MTV?
I think the first season was on WB at the time, just before there was C11 and CW, all that stuff. I think they were on WB during their first season. And then there was one episode where they all went out to eat, and they all went and got naked sushi. And they're like, oh, I'm not eating sushi off a naked woman. You know, I'm a Christian. I don't do stuff like that. The other one is like, yo, no, I don't know where, you know, I don't want my fish smelling like fish. You know what I mean? You know, and meanwhile, the woman's like, I don't care. I'll take it off that nipple. Like, you know?
Hell yeah, I would have had the chopsticks out.
So the proper term for it is Nyotamori, Nyotamori. And it's, you know, it's often referred to as body sushi.
Mm.
And it's the Japanese practice of serving sushi or sashimi? Sashimi?
Sashimi.
Sashimi?
Yes.
Sashimi? From the naked body of a woman, you know? And Nyotamori is when you use a male model. And I will not be touching that sushi roll.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
I don't think I will touch that sushi roll either.
All right. I'm okay on that.
Listen.
All right?
I put soy sauce in a female all day and just...
What is this?
He's like, I'll do the woman one, but...
The woman one is easy.
I don't know.
I will clean the
plate. I don't know how I feel about that.
Like, I'm kidding. My OCD won't allow me to eat no food off of anybody.
Please, your OCD probably won't even let nobody eat food off of you.
You know what? No, if it was like my partner kind of thing.
Think about it.
If it was like a
imagine
partner.
Doing that job.
Doing what?
That's the job, no. we're talking about, you know, in bed, at home.
Yeah.
Definitely. Maybe.
Okay.
You know, yeah, but that's what I was saying. Like, somebody with, like, your partner. Like,
yeah, your partner would be different.
That's a whole different story.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to go to a restaurant.
And go to a stranger and eat off a naked stranger.
No.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Like, you have a conversation. So, hey, how's your day going? You grab it off the nipple. Oh, girl.
Sorry, didn't mean, you know.
Like, you twist the nipple by accident. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's not part of it. I apologize.
I didn't know that was you. I'm sorry. I thought that was part of the meal.
Oh, God.
It started back in the samurai period in Japan and it became a subculture to the geishas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it'll take place in the geisha house, at celebration after a victorious battle.
Mm. It's a victory.
So they eat sushi and then they eat sushi.
Yeah.
Basically.
A victory meal plus an extra victory meal with some special sauce on it.
So the reason why we're talking about naked sushi is because there's a reporter named Jenny Sushi. That's not her actual name. But, you know, she's known for her, you know, she's a chef. She got a naked sushi business and stuff like that. But recently, you know, she's been doing a lot more journalism. And recently she did a report with an MMA fighter. That's what I really want to bring it up.
Yeah.
You're an MMA fighter. And you're a girlfriend of an MMA fighter. And this story has to do with an MMA fighter and his girlfriend. So The Begorian? How do you pronounce this? Begorian.
Begorian. Something like that.
Where is that? I don't know where this man is from. I think he's from Russia. I think he's a Russia.
Somewhere in Moscow, somewhere in there.
So, Kubertov, I think is his name. This is Kubrat Pulev.
Kubrat.
It's a Russian
Kubrat.
Name.
Yeah, it's a deep voice. Kubrat.
Kubrat Pulev.
Wait, start with, what was it?
Kubrat Pulev. So, well, this boxer, after a fight, was doing an interview with Jenny, and in the end of the interview, he go, just plant a big kiss on her. Mwah. Yeah, just like, come here. Sweet. Mwah. And it's all, anyway, so he kisses her, you know, and they have this awkward look, like, that's it, right? Nothing else. Next day, lawsuit. She sues him, she's with the lawyer, she's like, this man, he groped me, he kissed me, and he forced it on me. So the sport, and then he gets suspended from the fight, for, you know, future fights, the championships and stuff like that. So the team of Colbert, was it Colbert? Colbert? Colbert. Colbert. Pouvlev. You know.
Colbert Pouvlev.
You sound French.
Right? So they decided, you know, oh, she wants to take legal action, then we might as well just show this footage of her, you know, just kissing dudes on Willard, not kissing dudes, I'm bugging. She gave a dude
she
lap
was giving
dances.
A full lap dance.
Lap dance, people. A lap
after
dance.
Party, partying with the same people. Partying.
And apparently that, she was with them until 6 a.m. in the morning. So they're like, how could a woman who feels offended and, you know, she's, you know, distraught.
Violated.
Sexually assaulted.
But you was here partying with me. You was shaking your ass all in my face.
Giving lap dance. Giving my homeboy lap dancing and everything. So here's my question.
What's up?
Who's in the wrong? Is the guy wrong for forcing a kiss on her? Even though he claims, hey, we're just friends. This is how we play. And there was a picture that I saw online where she did put her hand over the crotch. But then I saw another picture that looked like that, the exact same picture. So it could have been Photoshop. I don't know. But, you know, they say they're friends. There's photos of them all out, going out to eat, hanging out. You know, there's footage of them at the party. You know, so they maybe could be friends. Maybe okay. I don't know. They might be friends. They might not be friends. But at the end of the day, she felt violated by that kiss. She said he groped her, and you know.
Okay, I would in my defense for professionalism. If it comes down to a reporter and a fighter, it's the same thing like with a football team and the cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to have that type of play. It's the same thing like dating
in the field
or workplace. You're not supposed to really have it.
Right, you're not supposed to share where you eat.
Yeah, basically.
All right.
And there's a specific contract. Once you're at the job, there's nothing supposed to be affiliated like that. So he was wrong on that take because on the job after the interview, he wasn't supposed to kiss her.
It was literally at the interview. Like, he was off camera elsewhere, just like, well, interview over. Mwah! Yeah, I'm so happy, you know.
And I think that she was wrong because she actually allowed it, even though it was a surprise kiss. Because
she didn't allow it. She just had to accept that it just happened. True. But I think that I'm not understanding, like, if she felt violated, when did you figure that out? 6 hours after you hung out with them that you felt violated?
I feel like the whole story is bullshit. Like, it's just, like, first off, this is my thing.
Because I think she still could feel violated. You know, I don't want to take that away from her. She could feel that violated. Like, because this is what I feel like happened, in my opinion. My opinion is, the kiss happened. She wasn't cool with it, but because she knew the people, she's like, all right, that meant nothing. It's whatever. And then, you know, she hung out with him, his girlfriend, or whatever, because he has a girlfriend, and she's fucking hot.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the part. That's the reason why I'm like, God, disagree with the whole thing to begin with. Because he has a girl.
That's what I'm saying. I think something happened after they had dinner, all hanging out at the party. Something must have happened at that party where somebody pissed her off. It could have been him, could have been his man's. And then she's like, oh, word, that's how y'all gonna treat me? This is how you gonna do me? All right, I got something for that ass. Lawsuit. You know what I mean? That's my opinion, you know? Yeah. Like, it was all good and dandy before until you made her feel cheap and violated. You know, like, I'm no hooker. I know we're hanging out, like, giving lap dances. I know I do naked sushi. I know I let you kiss me in front of everybody. But I'm no hooker. Don't you treat me like one.
You treat me like a hoe, even though my name is a hoe.
And you got the perfect uniform for a hoe suit on.
So, So I don't want to say he's not wrong, but I also don't want to say she's not wrong. You know, I feel, you know, there's three sides to every story. There's his side, her side, and there's the truth, you know? And
I feel like they're both just wrong. I'm being honest with you. Like, he had a girl. Like, she should
have. And his girlfriend don't care at all.
Like, she's a stupid.
Did you see?
I mean, no, I take that back. She was making. I shouldn't say that. I mean, you know.
I mean, I'm sure you would have let Frenchie kick the reporter.
No. You see, reading the article, like, while I was reading it, it was just like, oh, no, Frenchie, I will kill you.
On camera.
This is on camera, for real. Like, and I've even said it too far. I was just like, listen, I'm serious. Like, you know, like, this is why, like, the idea of you being in that world is just like, cool. I don't know, man. I'm going to have to cut my nails.
Start fighting.
You become a fighter of damn theft.
Right?
Find a journalist, though.
No. Because the second that your lips touch the... No. No.
She will be experiencing life in prison for 2 murders.
I will go Super Saiyan. I will go Super Saiyan. I'll be running for my life.
Well, the lawsuit is still pending right now. You know, the lawsuit is pretty much
new. I feel like he's not. He got.
I feel like personally, I don't know.
That video is pretty awkward. You know, like, you know, this is being Me Too generation right now, where, you know, anytime a guy does something that he wasn't supposed to do without consent, it basically it's like, oh, burn the house down type of situation. You know, so I don't know how much he's gonna get past it. Now, maybe the video might play a part because there she is giving people lap dances, but. That, you know, she's not suing for giving nobody no lap dance. She's suing because he gave her a kiss that she didn't want.
But if you didn't want to be there, then you should have just left.
It's not but because it happened. It wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah, it's not about the party.
It was about the
what makes things look bad is the fact that she was at the party.
That's what I'm saying. You know? If you really felt that bad about it, like when it happened, you know, you had your awkward moment. All right, you know, okay, fine.
So you really
I'm going to walk out the door and I'm going to go my way and you're going to go your way.
Right.
When, you know, if we're really friends, like, you know, everybody says, everybody's portraying it, like, when we're by ourselves having that moment, then yeah, we will sit down and talk, and I'll tell you, like, hey, you know, that wasn't cool.
Right.
Like, just no.
Right.
But I'm not going to sit here and be like, you know, like, if I'm not with Frenchie, I'm not going to shove my tongue down his throat knowing that he has a girl, and then...
Well, she didn't shove her tongue down.
Nah,
I mean, still, like, I'm not going to have him shove his tongue down my throat and then be at a party with him.
And his girlfriend.
And then be like, oh, they got me drunk, and... No, it doesn't work like that. You willingly walked in there and you sat there and associated yourself with these individuals, knowing that the next day you were going to go home and try to be like, oh, he did something inappropriate. Doesn't work like that. No, I'm sorry.
Can't think about the story. I almost missed the story too. I was just going through my feed and I just saw the lap dance footage. I was like, "Ooh, this is sexy."
Yeah.
And I looked in and I found out who she was, Jenny Sushi, and there's like naked picture of her with the sushi. I'm like, "Oh, this is nice." And then I read the whole story. I was like, "Oh, this is not nice at all." Oh no.
Typical,
right?
This is
so
typical.
Look at
this article.
Oh yeah, I'm telling you, it wasn't for that picture. It never caught my eye. I'm kid you not. She just laid out. Big old breasts with sushi covering the nipples, and I'm just like, oh, why haven't I seen these? And then, you know, you get to the bottom, and then you see her crying with the lawyer. I'm like, oh, this just took a horrible turn.
This is like bittersweet type shit.
This is one of those moments where I wish there was another female, like, right here. Like, I'm just by myself, like,
now you're all alone.
Shut up.
Well, you know, I don't know who's going to win this case. I think it's just sad all the way around that it's happening.
I hope he wins. I don't even watch. Like, I don't even really know who he is.
Right.
But I hope he wins. I hope she don't try to, like, because that's somebody's career.
Because he got suspended. Yeah.
Somebody's high. That's some putting food on somebody else's plate. Like, you're taking food off of somebody else's plate. Plus, you're making his name and you're making his career look bad. Well, it's getting worse.
At the end of the day, it couldn't be me. Because I swear, if you would have... Listen.
I mean, every woman is different. You know, some women would flinch, but whoa, don't kiss me. Another one would, you know, why he grabbed the back of her head, throw a fist at him. I'm like,
It was clearly a surprise.
She didn't know how to react. She didn't know how to do it. But he claims, like, yo, we're friends. So, you know, she, like, maybe
friends
she...
Friends don't kiss on the lips. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's true. I don't care. I got a lot of people friends.
What made you feel so comfortable that at that moment, instead of kissing your girl, you're kissing a friend?
Okay.
In the lips.
Okay. If he was single...
But he's not. He's not single.
I say,
and he got a hot girlfriend.
So you can't sit here.
Hot.
If
she's a singer too.
You loser.
And you know, she's the girlfriend. His girlfriend's still supporting him. She's calling the reporter like, oh, she's a whore. She's this. She's a that. She's a liar. Da 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 da. She's throwing that woman under the bus, even though her boyfriend kissed her on camera.
It sounds like what's that word? Monogamy relationship.
Polygamy? Is it polygamy?
Is it polygamy?
I think it's poly, poly relationship. I know it's poly. It's a poly community.
It sounded like she was like, yeah, go for it. Go for it. Let's see if we can get her, you know.
Come back with us.
Come back home with us.
Maybe we can get a little sushi tonight.
You know? Imagine. Yo, babe, what you in the mood for tonight? Some sushi. I couldn't even say with a straight face.
Well, guys, this was this episode of the Birds and the Bees podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed seeing us in three dimensions. Well, not really 3D, but, you know, you're able to actually see us physically.
Some of us more than others. Right.
But now you can actually see us. You know, if you guys listen to the podcast, like I said, the link in the description will be there. If you don't see it now, come back later for the update. But the description will be there for the video version. And we'll be here at the same time, same place. You know where to find us. Much love, God bless. Two Pizza Chicken Grease. I'll see you guys later.
Good night.
Peace.